FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
Just coming up to 1 o'clock with the update, here's Joanna Earle.
Figures have revealed A&E waiting times in England hit a record high between January and March. 91.8% of patients were seen within 4 hours over the first 3 months of 2015. That's against a 95% target and fewer than at any point since it was introduced 11 years ago. Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore says attendance figures are a major cause.
A total of almost 5.4 million people visited A&E over that fourth quarter of the financial year. That's a million more than 10 years ago.
KMFM News.
An area of Greenhithe has been searched by police looking for a man who's gone missing after a night out. Jack Spring had spent last night with friends at the Pier Hotel in the High Street and was last seen leaving a pub just after 8:30. The 29-year-old from Johnson's Way hasn't been seen since. We've tweeted his picture via at KMFM News. The family of a Sittingbourne man who was murdered whilst working abroad 3.5 years ago have told KMFM they'll continue to fight for justice. 33-year-old Carl Davis was killed on the French island of Reunion in November 2011. 4 people have been charged in connection with his death, but a trial's yet to be held. Carl's sister Kerry says it's difficult coping with his death when they still don't have any answers.
There's absolutely no closure on what's happened. We haven't gone to trial. We, as much as we don't want to, you know, we don't ever want this to have happened to us, but we it's happening, we've got to deal with it, we've got to go to the trial.
We've tweeted more of that interview via at KMFM News.
This is KMFM News.
Police have formally confirmed they won't be taking any action against Jeremy Clarkson. North Yorkshire Police had been investigating the former Top Gear presenter after he gave one of the show's producers a split lip following a row. A 5-year-old boy is in a critical but stable condition after being hit by a car in Sheerness. He was flown to a London hospital after being knocked down in Jefferson Road near to the entrance to Richmond Academy on Sunday afternoon. Police say they want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. It's understood the exit checks on people leaving the UK being brought in tomorrow will go ahead on Eurotunnel despite rumours it had been delayed. The checks will mean all passengers will be asked to present passports or national ID cards at check-in. John Keefe is from Eurotunnel.
We're going to go straight in at 100%. We think that's the best way to manage it for our customers, and it enables us to develop the process at full capacity so that when we do get busy days, we'll have the experience to make sure that our customers go through smoothly.
A Maidstone man's been jailed after being caught with £50,000 worth of cannabis plants. Nigel Idles was arrested in April 2013 after officers also found equipment to produce the drug at his home on Westmoreland Road. The 53-year-old's been locked up for 14 months. And a Kent breast cancer survivor has set up her own business offering women who've undergone surgery specially fitted underwear after struggling to find anything suitable on shop shelves. Carol Ann Woods from Dartford had a double mastectomy 10 years ago and has since had reconstructive operations. She hopes Bra Lady will help women feel how they did before their operation.
I've gone through the days myself where every day is a bad hair day, where nothing seems to feel right, and I just think when you can guarantee putting something on that fits well, that looks good, it will build your confidence and it will help you get through that trauma that it is.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and despite being 3-1 up at one stage, Gillingham could only manage to get a point from yesterday's trip to Leighton Orient. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, goals from Jermaine McGlashan and Cody McDonald had given the Gills a decent lead before the home side fought back. It finished 3-3. Here's first team coach Steve Lavelle.
They will learn. They're a good bunch of lads, and it showed, you know, there's some good players out there. But we need to manage games a little bit better.
Our match reports at kentonline.co.uk. Cricket, and Alistair Cook will be hoping to complete a century as England warm up for 3 test matches against the West Indies. He'll resume on 95 not out on day 2 of a tour match against a St Kitts Invitational 11. England bowled their opponents out for just 59 yesterday, with Kent's James Treadwell taking one of the wickets. And in motorsport, Kent Shane Byrne has the early lead in this season's British British Superbike Championship. The four-time champion finished second and first in the two races at Donington Park yesterday. The next action gets underway at Kent's Brands Hatch in 10 days' time.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.